Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good. Me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
You guys, today's a crazy fucking day. Podcast guest, it is Addison fucking Ray. Or as I call her, Addie.
Addie.
Do people call you Addie?
Yeah, my family calls me Addie. And like, yeah, I feel like friends from home call me Addie.
Well, I just added myself home to everyone. And that's how like now like my followers and my listeners, they like when we refer to you, it's as Addie. Addie to us. And I told you when you got in here, first of all, that she looks gorgeous. She's in leather pants, high heels. It's 3 p.m. I'm in sweatpants per fucking huge. And did you see that I got your merch one day and literally put it on and danced my life away? I'm obsessed with obsessed, Addison.
I love that you're obsessed with obsessed.
I'm obsessed with
Katie,
obsessed.
Like, Katie makes sure I see everything. And I'm like, I love this.
Oh, she's so cute. Listen, when your song came out, I think it was after a few months of maybe a lot of Justin Bieber songs. I don't remember what it was. There were a lot of like male songs coming out. And then your song came out and I really genuinely felt like it was the song we've been waiting for. Like, I genuinely felt like I needed that, like, Britney Spears vibe. That's something I can dance to my bed and, like, feel like, which I think is the first, like, story I did was, like, I just wanted to be you in that video. I was like, if I was a singer, I would want to wear that, those white pants.
Yeah, the Dickies.
The Dickies. Oh, and the black boots and the, what was it? Like a corset.
I like a lace corset, yeah.
And the dance moves. It was just like the song that I like felt like we needed in the world. And I put it like every story, like everything, like I told you before, like thank me for your streams. But you just reached how many streams right now?
20 million.
Ah!
It's so crazy. I feel like, yeah, it's so funny. I'm so glad you felt it. I feel like it's like it was very different from a lot of music that was coming out. I think it like doesn't sound anything like it. And I got to like work with people. I had worked with this people I wrote the song with, the co-writers and the producer that I did for like a minute before that. And then finally we did Obsessed one day and I was like, oh, this just feels so right. Like every time I listened to it, I was like, it just feels good. And there's like synths in it. And I love synths so much.
What are synths?
Synths. I mean, it can be so many different sounds, which is why it's kind of hard to describe. But if I put the song on, you'd be able to like, I could tell you. It's like, do in the background. It's like kind of like.
Okay. Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. But it's like Nelly Furtado used to use, or like Timbaland, I guess, would use like a lot of synths. And so I always loved that kind of like synthy sound.
It's because that's what I'm saying. Like it has that, like when we're like Nelly and that like was like 2000s, right? 2000s. So that's the vibe it had for me. It had like next Britney. You're both from Louisiana.
No, Britney can never be replaced.
I know. The vibes. And like I said, like every female artist, I feel like I talk about this a lot, is like, always performs in like a leotard vibe and like high heels, and that's why I just love the Dickies, love the boots, love the vibe. Just want to touch on that real quick, because when I read your LA Times article, it said that you want to focus more on acting, which we'll talk about your movie that I love also, but I got sad for a minute because I was like, what does that mean? What does that mean about music?
It does not mean I'll ever stop music. I love music so much, like it's actually indescribable, and like I still go to the studio like very often, and like I just made another song recently that I like really love. I feel like you'd love it too. It's like super like kind of like a different, it's definitely different than Obsessed, but like I've made so many songs. I have probably like over 100 at this point. None of them that are like mixed and mastered and finished, but just like ones I'm working on. I'm still going to the studio and stuff, but I think I've realized that I want to be more patient when it comes to music, just because I'm still figuring out exactly like the right direction for me and like what that means is me like as an artist, and like trying to like keep them separate and like still putting 100% effort into them whenever I'm doing it. And the movie just came out, so I really want to make sure I'm like putting my time into that for the time being, and then, you know, continue working on music and like exercising my abilities to like write and, you know, figure out my sound and things like that, but also like give it its time. I want it to be like right. I want it to like, I don't want to like rush out an album or an EP and like then regret it later on, because, you know, it really does matter kind of what you give people in that sense.
Because like on one hand, you could release tomorrow.
Totally. I have so many songs.
And,
yeah.
And so many fans would die. But you're like, no, have to be patient. Have to wait for like the right time.
I just
and the
want
right
it to
thing.
Feel perfect. You know,
I don't remember. Was I dreaming? There was like some one day where it felt like you were kind of like playing. Like, did you ever kind of like hint at like a song or something?
Yeah, I put out a clip, like a snippet, if you will, of a song. It's called I Got It Bad.
Yeah.
That, I love that song so much. It's very poppy, but we were like going to put it out, and then we were kind of like, maybe we should wait, just because I wasn't like 100% sure on it, and I feel like it's never good to do something if like, you're not going to feel 100% about it. With Obsessed, I was like, I love this song, like it's perfect, and then I feel like even then, I wish I would have like questioned everything a little bit more, just so it felt extra right.
It was extra right.
But, you know, like now I'm like kind of questioning things a little bit more. Not in the sense of like doubting myself, but more like, okay, does it feel 100% perfect? Like for me, not like perfect as in for everyone else, because I don't think that'll ever be possible to be perfect for everyone. But like for me and like my, I guess, mind and like creative part of me, I just wanted to feel like exactly right.
So how did you, from TikTok dancer, were you a dancer growing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I started competitive dance. I think I was like 7 or 8, like when I did competitive dance. But like I signed up for dance class when I was like 5 or 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I've been dancing ever since then. I kind of like haven't been dancing recently, which is sad because I love to dance so much. And I'm nowhere near where I was like when I was doing it every single day. You know, like I can still do all the splits. Don't get me wrong. I stretch, but...
Why you feel like when you're doing it every day, you're like better?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, really?
I think anyone that dances could tell you the same thing. Like, you just like, I guess like you, your body doesn't forget how to move, but like it just isn't as fluid and like natural when you don't exercise it, which is with anything, you know, like you have to really exercise your crafts to make sure they're all always good. Even with talking, it's like with the lockdown, like I feel like I was like developing social anxiety, and I'm like, I never am like this. I'm literally like not. I talk to everyone, but then I'd like go to big events and I'd be like what do I say? How are we acting?
Right.
And then it's like, do we hug? Do we not?
Right. What is okay. So I wanted to hug you today, but I didn't. That's the truth.
You wanted to hug me?
Yeah. I'll hug you after.
You should hug me now. Hug me after.
Hug me after. Because I just went to Zara the other day and I forgot how to shop. Like you're mm-hmm. talking about. I literally bought things off the mannequin. Like, you know when they put on the mannequin, like the jeans and the shirt off. That go together? I'm yep. like, okay, if Zara says, like, I don't know, I forgot how to get dressed.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, I like definitely always forget. Yeah, I forgot how to dress too. I would like wear sweatpants, like a graphic tee or though. Something. And then people would be like, what is she wearing? Like the other day, I like went shopping here and like I walked out in the outfit I bought. It was like sweatpants and like a t-shirt. And I had heels on because I didn't have any other shoes. I was like heels and sweatpants and a t-shirt. And I'm like, oh gosh, I look crazy.
But that's so, I love your style too. And I love that it's so like you know, love like Hailey Bieber style, for instance. Yeah, and she's so curated head to toe and like the pieces fit and they're like fitted probably. And I love that you know, are seen in paparazzi pictures and stuff where you look like a normal girl. Mm-hmm. Like you have, you can have Juicy, like I'm making it up. Do you even own Juicy sweatpants?
Yes,
okay. So see, and like a t-shirt and it just, I feel like, I genuinely feel like you are a good role model for girls that are younger than you, even girls that are older than you, I don't know. But it's just nice to see because I know I can obsess over, like I said, a Hailey Bieber outfit or someone that's like every day has a stylist. But I also want to see, and I feel like you look amazing and you're just like yourself. So, okay. So you go on TikTok when it started in like 2016. Were you like the first?
No, I wasn't on it in 2016. It was like Musical.ly.
Right.
Yeah, it was like which was like this.
Yeah.
But that's kind of coming back, so like, hey, okay. Work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was Musical.ly and I didn't have Musical.ly at all. I didn't know what it was. I was like more of like a Instagram, Tumblr, like Pinterest kind of
girl. You trying to do anything on Instagram, Tumblr, or you were just like for your friends?
No, it was like not. I mean, I always have my accounts on public cuz like I would always like make my feed look nice. Like I feel like if you look at my Instagram from like when if you scroll all the way down to as far as you can definitely see that I'm like curating like a vibe for myself, you know? And everyone kind of knew, like I would do photo shoots in my backyard with like my sheets and like hang them up in the yard with sheets and then like get my best friend to like photograph me. And, like,
oh my God.
We'd do like crazy editing, like fake magazine covers. Like it was the craziest thing ever. And she's still my best friend to this day.
Oh, that's
and we cute. Like, always, we like think it's so funny that like I ended up here because we always would like foreshadow it kind of in a way and like
it's manifesting out of sense.
Oh, 100%.
So like I feel, do you think that you were like manifesting without knowing you were manifesting basically?
Yeah, I think I was like almost like, I hear people say a lot like they spend the money they don't have and then it always like comes back in a way, like like not necessarily like obviously don't go crazy, but like if you like dress how you want to live, it almost like, I don't know. I've heard a lot of that about like almost like manifesting in like a way that's like living
like
it out.
Like fake it till you make it.
Yeah, in that way. Honestly.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of like always what I did. I was like, oh yeah, like I'm definitely like living in this tropical beautiful area. And I was like literally in my backyard at home and like with a playset, like holding up the sheet or whatever.
So because I read that in the article that like you guys, you don't come from like a rich family or anything. And you literally like made your dreams come true.
It's so weird.
Do you wake up like hashtag blessed?
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag like pray to God.
Thank you, God. Yes, literally. Every time I say like, oh, thank God, I like genuinely mean it. Like I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, and I'll always be like, oh, thank God. I like always like pray at 11:11 too if I catch it. I'm like, oh, thank you, God, for everything.
Yeah, or like pull out an eyelash just to make a wish.
I'm like, ugh. Yep.
Okay, so you didn't get on TikTok right when it started. So did you see people start to do things that you thought, oh, I could do that? Like what made you start your TikTok?
So at my high school that I was at, I was a senior in high school whenever I like first even heard of TikTok. But like at my high school, like girls had it and like would do like dances and like in our computer lab when I'd be like an off period, like I'd see like girls doing TikToks and I'd be like, oh, that's cute, like whatever. I didn't really think much of it. Like I really didn't. I mean, I was like a senior, so I was like, oh, I'm too cool for this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure I thought that, but I didn't really like, I didn't even put much thought into it, to be honest. And then girls in my dance studio were getting it and like doing dances on it. And I was like, sure, I'll like be in you guys' TikToks, like whatever, like this is a cute little fun app. I had Vine, so like I kind of like related it to that in a way. And then when I graduated, I was like, about to move to Baton Rouge to go to college. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll just download it, like whatever, and maybe post. Like my friends have it, you know? So then I started posting on it and I posted a video with my boyfriend at the time in high school, my high school boyfriend. And it like got 100,000 likes, like out of nowhere. Like it was, there's no explanation. I literally just got 100,000 likes. And I told my mom the next day, I was like, Mom, I just got 100,000 likes. Like, what is this? And she was like, oh my gosh, like, what the heck? You know, like, you've literally done that. What is this? And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, I don't know if that's real. Like, that just seems like not real. And then I just kept posting on it. And then somehow hit 10,000 followers, like, randomly. And I was like, this is crazy.
And from 10,000 to 80 million.
Yeah, it's insane. I still remember the very like exact day that I hit a million too, because I was like, this is legendary.
How quickly did that happen from when you started?
Really fast, actually. So I downloaded the app in June of 2019 and I hit a million August 27th of 2019.
Oh my God.
It was really fast.
Wait, at that point, were you doing it every day consistently, a few videos
a day? Oh yeah,
I
was posting like five a day.
Five a day.
Yeah.
Do you know
I would try to do
TikTok?
Like really funny videos. And then one of my videos went like viral on Facebook and I was like, yes, I made it.
How does something go viral on Facebook?
Like get so many views and like shares.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was like this video of me like kicking the shower curtain like as if someone was like in it. It's actually really funny.
Then you realize you're like, wait, I got something here. My followers are going up. This is working. What do you do?
I was like, I need to move to LA.
I need like, to move to LA.
I gotta go. Because I my entire life I wanted to like be an actress and be a performer. And like I've always looked up to like J-Lo and Lady Gaga is like one person too that's like does it all and right. is so amazing and talented. And I mean, even actress wise, like Angelina Jolie, like amazing. And Julia Roberts, like all these people I've always just like watched all their movies. Cameron Diaz, like loved yeah. them. And when I was little, I would like memorize lines from movies and I'd be like, I know I'm going to do this one day. Like, don't even worry about it. Like, I'm going to be a star. And then finally, like, when I even hit a million, I was like, up, LA's calling me and I've got to go. Like, this is my chance, you know? Like, here it is.
So how did you get your family to move?
I literally moved to LA by myself for the first 3 months.
At
19. And
that's wild.
Yeah. And then, and I
like, in an apartment by yourself?
No, I moved in with a girl I had just met. And yeah, and her family. And
where'd you meet
like,
her?
I met her from TikTok.
Stop.
Yeah, and my mom was like, okay.
Is she
like,
TikTok famous now?
Yeah, she's like really known on TikTok. And I moved in with her. Her name's Mads Lewis. And then she let me like live with her and her family for a little bit. And then finally I was like, okay, I need my parents here because I am very confused on what to do. And then yeah. I called my mom and I was like, can you guys please move out here? And she was like, I'll be there in a week. And I was like, sick, see you in a week, like thanks. So then they literally like moved out. My dad quit his job and then moved out here
because they put all their faith in you.
Yeah, literally I think I had like a few million, which realistically is not like sustained.
First of all, it's a lot,
but it's not like I was making money or any, like there was no promising part of that. It was
like
just,
at that point
yes,
you
I
had no
deal,
like you didn't have
no.
big brand deals.
I mean
that.
I had like audio deals for like $25, I'm sure, like, or maybe $100 if I was lucky. But like, you know, it wasn't like a sustainable career. It was like,
but you believed in yourself and they believed in you.
Yeah.
They
knew if I said I was gonna, you know, make it work, I would make it work.
Okay, guys, do you ever like have an idea? Like, I want to come up with a beauty brand and name it Beauty by Me. I don't know. I came up with Not Skinny But Not Fat. And you know what the first thing I did was? Freaking make sure that I own that domain, okay? So I went to freaking Squarespace. I typed it in. Thank God no one was as stupid as me. Nobody claimed Not Skinny But Not Fat. So I got my domain. And Squarespace makes it so freaking easy to build the whole thing. Like, get the domain. Make your freaking website. They just take care of everything. And it's like a DIY for people that want to build their own website. So you guys, anybody can literally learn, use, and create a website using Squarespace with like no technical expertise. You don't need to be the genius that like your parents think you are, like a computer genius. But literally, it's an all-in-one platform, you guys, where you could, again, get your domain, create your website, use marketing tool, analytics, e-commerce. It's literally easy to use with world-class design. So again, you guys, if you ever have an idea, make sure the first thing you do is making sure you can get the name you want, the domain you want. Whether you're just getting started or you're an established brand, Squarespace has a powerful e-commerce platform designed to help your business grow. Sell unlimited products and services online with no transaction fees and effortlessly manage your inventory, orders, and customers. You can buy a domain from Squarespace, and they make it so simple because there are no hidden fees or price hikes. So you guys, legit, go to squarespace.com/notskinny for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch and you're like, I'm doing this now, use the offer code NOTSKINNY to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I don't cook. Y'all know that. Husb does. But when he doesn't, I like try to be a cook in my own right. But I need a meal kit for that. This girl ain't buying the ingredients. She ain't Googling recipes. She needs a freaking meal kit that comes with like an instruction of how to. Like, that's what I need in my life, and everybody needs it in their life. And I love Green Chef because it literally is the best one for you. Meaning, if you want to be a healthy, clean, organic queen like Courtney K, you're getting Green Chef. They make it easy to eat the immune boosting foods you need to stay healthy. They take care of the meal planning, the grocery shopping, and even some food prep. It gives you more time to tackle, you know, other stuff in your freaking life. Eating well is easier than ever with satisfying home cooked dinners and options that work around your lifestyle, not the other way around, you guys. And Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. So premium ingredients like organic veggies, high quality proteins. It's really the way to go. You guys should really, really check it out, and you're going to love it because everything I've had from Green Chef has just been amazing. So get $100 off, okay, by going to greenchef.com/notskinny100 and use code notskinny100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. So that's greenchef.com/notskinny100 and use code notskinny100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. So when did the Hype House happen?
The Hype House happened the beginning of last year. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I know. It seems like forever ago.
I don't feel like a compliment to you is like I told you I'm your oldest fan, but like that doesn't mean like I don't have a TikTok and I don't know who's in the Hype House. Like for realsies. Like I wasn't like I'm not in that world, but I love what you do. Do you get what I mean?
Thanks. Yeah.
So like because I'm not – I feel like TikTok is – I don't know. I literally thought when I started watching the dances that there was like a tutorial on the bottom showing you how to do
the
dance.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I didn't think that people were like learning. It's so hard. Like it's so much harder than it seems.
It is. Yeah.
And so little people can make it not cringy. I think what turned me off was seeing like, just because I follow reality TV and stuff, like so many Bachelor contestants doing dances and then, you know, moms doing. I was just like, no, not everybody.
Moms, hey.
No, okay, you're right. Okay, not you, Sherry. Okay. I was just like, not everybody needs to TikTok. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Okay. By the way, I was going to ask you, which star's career would you want to emulate? And I swear in my mind I had J-Lo. And then you said J-Lo before and I was like, it's so J-Lo.
Yeah. And like, I mean, gosh, there's so many. Like I said, Lady Gaga, too, is one who, like, really does it all, too.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You said Cameron Diaz, too, and I see that in, like, the cute, like, that you have that, like, what's it called? Like, girl next door vibes. Oh. You know what I mean? I'm just, like, hyping you. I'm just Amanda Hype House over here. I'm Amanda Hype House.
Hype House.
I'm Hype House over here. Okay, so TikTok happens. You move to L.A., and things start happening, or does it feel like not right away?
Gosh, I feel like LA was just so much faster than what I was used to in Louisiana, like in every aspect, like everyday life is faster. So it feels like it happened like pretty quick. It just like things started picking up and I was super like dedicated to making sure I was like on top of everything and like making things happen. Cause I mean, my family moved out there. I was like, I gotta make it happen now, you know?
So yeah,
it started happening really fast. And then I went to the All-Star game in March of last year, and then that's whenever like things really just started to pick up over quarantine too. I think that's whenever like social media really exploded.
You're right. That's
and then
so
it was like
true.
Really fast. So
right, that's so true. And did you know you could sing?
I always have sang like my entire life. I've loved to sing. I like sang in church a little bit, and like always just I really love music in general, and like I always like would learn every song and like video myself with my friends singing, and like I'm sure, which is god awful, like now if I look back at it I'm like, oh god. But like I did always love to sing, and I mean I was like, why not just like do it, because I love to do that and I love to perform. And
you have the performance thing down, you know what I mean? So that's so important. It's so fun to watch somebody who does like the whole thing. That's why like I'm glad we made sure that like you're continuing with that too, and not
for sure. I think like too I have also, like, I'm not no means like the best singer in the world. Like, I'm not like a Alicia Keys vocalist, you know, but which, like, I don't think everyone is that does music, you know, but I like my tone and I like that. But like training my voice is something that I'm still doing, and like taking vocal lessons and things like that just to like strengthen that. And like, I do love music so much and performing, like I said. So, I mean, I love music. So I think if you love something, you should still do it no matter what people have to say.
Triple threat, you know? Baby. So, okay. So when does the movie, because you filmed in like December?
Yeah, like November, December.
November, December of
2020.
2020.
So last year, yeah.
So it's not, because a lot of movies, like, they're like, we filmed 7 years ago. This was like recent.
Yeah, this was like not even a year ago.
This was not even a year ago. So how did that come about, that opportunity to be in the movie?
So I had met.
He's All That, by the way.
Yeah, He's All That. Watch it now on Netflix.
it's number one in like 70 something countries.
Yeah, it's so great. I think it's 71, 78. 78.
It's number one in 78 countries.
Yeah, that's so bizarre to me. And I don't even. It's so hard to like comprehend it, because I'm like, even when I was like opening Netflix, like before the movie was actually out and I watched the trailer for the first time on my TV, because I had seen the movie before it was even on Netflix, the trailer was even out. But like going on my own TV and like pressing Netflix and then watching the trailer, I was like, this is fake. Like, this doesn't even seem real. Like, how is this not a dream? But yeah, so the movie, I had met with the producer like before the movie was even like finalized by any means, like had, you know, she was like working on it solo. And I believe very like under the rug, like just working on it, maybe thinking about doing the reimagining. And she was like talking to me about other things. And then I knew she had done the first movie. And
oh, she did the first movie?
Yeah, she did the first movie. So
I didn't realize that.
The producer, who did this one, did the first movie. And she had like met me. It was very general, like, oh, hi, I'm Addison, this is what I want to do in my acting career, and like, I would love to, you know, like get into this kind of movie and this kind of movie and this thing. And she was like, oh great, like, well, great to meet you, like, oh, whatever, carry on. A few months later, she like sends a script and is like, oh, you know, we'd love for Addison to like send in a tape and like see, you know, maybe, I don't know, who knows, like, let's just get a tape and see how she does. And I did the self-tape, and then they ended up getting a director attached to it, and I had done like more self tapes. And I think there's like, if we really looked back at how many times I recorded this self tape, it's ridiculous. Like, I was just like,
was it the really, bubble girl scene?
I forgot which scene it was. It was the boyfriend, right?
Oh
yeah, it was like
okay.
The fighting scene. So it was like really kind of intense, and I did this self tape so many times, and then sent it to the producer, and she was like, I love it. Like, let's send it to the director and see what he thinks. And then I ended up having to go back in and like retape it like lots more times after that, and to like really feel confident about it. Then we sent it to the director, and the producer, Jennifer, had ended up calling me, I think a few, maybe like a month or two later, 3 months later. I don't know. I have no perception of time after this pandemic. But after that, she called and she was like, I was in the car like having a breakdown over like who knows what. I was like going through it. And then she was like, how would you like to star in a movie? And I was like, this is fake. Like, no way. And then from there on, we filmed the movie in November, and it was very fast.
You filmed it in a month, the whole thing?
Yeah, it was like, what, 8 weeks, six, seven? Yeah.
That's wild.
I know. We filmed in LA, so we got to like stay home.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah.
So when you were asked to do the movie, He's All That, had you at that point watched She's All That?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
My mom's super young. She's 42.
Right.
And so she was like always into like every like rom-com, like early 2000s, the 90s movies. Like, she had like a list of movies that she was like, you must watch. And so like, I've seen so many movies that most people my age probably haven't seen.
Right. Because I'm sure you got so many times, like, you were born a year
after
it came out, which is so wild.
So crazy.
To think about.
I know. Like, it. Yeah.
But was it exciting to you, like, the fact that it was that movie? Like, did you have, like, feelings towards it? Like, oh, my God, I love that movie so much. It's so exciting to be.
I feel like a rom-com role like that is, like, a dream role for anyone. Like,
right.
It just seems, like, so fun because it's, like, a fairy tale in a way.
And especially, like, that's you, basically. Like, you're a Paget.
I know. It's so funny.
Like, she's an influencer.
Right? It's, like, couldn't have been any better. And it was, like, the perfect role for me to, like, introduce myself to the film world because I could relate to her. So it was, you know, even a little more believable because I have kind of like technically been method acting for the past 2 years, if you think about it, for this role.
I love the movie. How are you feeling about how people are receiving it?
I think people love it. I think people are surprised that they like it.
Yeah.
There obviously are people that had things to say about it. But, I mean, everyone's opinion is their own. And, you know, not everyone's going to love everything. So, but I think it was really lighthearted. I think people were maybe expecting, like, some crazy storyline of, like, a, you know, drama. But, like, it was just, like, a lighthearted, fun film that was, like, a feel-good movie. And I think people that looked at it for what it was enjoyed it.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Like, don't come into it thinking you're watching, like...
like
Good Will Hunting.
Inception.
Like,
Inception.
Like, just have fun. It's such a... we watched it, like, my husband watched it with us, her boyfriend, like, and they usually don't watch movies like that. I was like, you're watching Addy. I need to know about the bubble. How did they make the snot bubble? Was it real? Did you snot it up?
I actually had, like, this slime that they made. And I was like, this is really disgusting and gross. And it was, like, in this container, like, clear, gooey, like... and they would just get a swab and, like, scoop it up and smudge it on my face. And I was like, oh, it was, like, salty, too, like, in my mouth. It was so nasty. But then they ended up, like, I think they did a little bit of, like, special effects because it was, like, to get it, like, the perfect size.
The perfect, like,
but it definitely
bubble.
Was bubbling up.
It was bubbling up. And I feel like that was such a good indication of your acting because taking yourself seriously in that moment. When you have that bubble in your face, you know?
Oh, and I was nervous about that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, gosh. Because people are so critical and, like, judgmental. And because people know me as, like, me and, like, you know, maybe I'm a little more, like, not going to post a too embarrassing photo, obviously, intentionally. But, like, then seeing, like, that's pretty embarrassing. You know? Like, there's a gif of it. And it's, like,
there's a gif of it.
The bubble, like, popping. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Like, that's kind of embarrassing. But, like, I mean, it's, like, committing to that. And then also being, like, you're a character, so...
right.
It's not really that bad. And there's a lot of things I do for movie. Like, I don't know. I don't know the extent. I don't want to say too much because I'm like, wait, what am I getting?
You're like, there's not a lot I wouldn't do.
Like, would you poop your pants for a movie?
Would you be really ugly like Charlize Theron? What was she in? Monster. Have you seen that movie? It's a crazy movie. She gets like the ugliest you've ever seen.
I don't think I've seen that movie yet.
I mean, it's pretty dark.
Should I watch that?
Yeah.
Is it dark?
So dark.
I'm going to have to watch it. I feel like I would, yeah, I think I would do mostly anything for a role.
We have to announce, aside from the streaming numbers we talked about, also Variety, I read yesterday, you just signed a multi-picture deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
Who is she?
I'm Addy. No, but it's so crazy. I know that. Wow. I can't believe I have this opportunity. It's incredible. It's so exciting. And, like, also just being able to, like, know that I'm going to be able to work on more things with them. And, like, it was such an incredible first experience with them with He's All That. So, like, who knows what's going to come next?
That is so they loved you so much in the movie, basically, that they're like, we want to keep having you on. That is so freaking really exciting, Addison.
I know. It's really crazy.
And
it's
everybody
like a pinch me moment.
It's such a pinch me moment. And I know that you're so grateful for everything.
I
can tell. Because I told you about like seeing paparazzi pictures and stuff and also seeing you with fans, like you always seem so nice to your fans. You know what I mean? You're always smiling and you're always patient. You're always like, how do you manage to stay, like, you know, the girl from Louisiana grounded when you've, like, blown the fuck up?
I think it's just, like, you know, 2 years ago, I was in high school. In 2019, I was in high school. And growing up, like, I've always had people that I loved and, like, looked up to. And even if you aren't, like, a diehard stan of anyone and, like, you just look at people and you're like, oh, I love the way this girl dresses or I love the way she talks or the way I love her, you know, movie, song, etc. I feel like I would have just been so, like, excited to talk to those people. And, like, knowing that I can give people, like, that, you know, just, like, excitement of, like,
because you're a fangirl at heart is what you're saying.
Yeah,
like, you fangirls over other people. You're like, I enjoy people. Like, I want to give them what I would want.
Yeah, like, when Drew Barrymore followed me on Instagram, I was like, I might throw up. Like, I was so excited. And it's, like, even getting that simple, like, acknowledgement of, like, someone smiling back at me that I love, like, and look up to, and I'll be like, and they smile back and I'm like, oh my God, that just made my year. Like, it's just like little things like that. I'm like, if I can make someone feel like make their day a little bit better by giving them like a hello or like a conversation, like, why would I not do that? You know? And it's like so many of these people are the reason why I get so much love and support. So it's like, I always want to make sure people know that I value that.
That is so sweet. Stay humble. And be nice to people, you know? Like, it feels like that's your vibe. Like, be nice to people because just be nice to people.
Yeah. I think, I mean, be nice whenever. I think I try my best to literally never give – I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, you know, you don't know when someone's having a bad day. And there are definitely people that have had the first impression of me, like, where I'm not having a good day or maybe my period or who knows, you know? But, like, I always try my best to remember, like, you know, when you meet someone for the first time, like, why not give them the best, most pleasant experience if you can, just because why not? Like,
why not?
Yeah. And I think just be kind because it's easy to.
That's so true. Yeah.
I mean, I get it, though. Sometimes people, you know, prefer, like, privacy. Yeah. But, like, I guess it's also, like, I continue to post and I continue to be active and I continue to pursue these things and in the public eye. So I'm kind of putting myself in the position right. to do that. So why right. would I not like be grateful
why
for
why would you be like, stop, no pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, here's a picture, but like, no pictures.
I'm like, no pictures. Yeah. Takes a selfie. Like, no, I'm obviously, you know.
I won't forget that video that I don't know if it's you that posted, but you were doing a TikTok. This is when you had really long hair.
It was outside of Earth.
Was it that?
Yeah, and I'm like doing a TikTok and I'm like, 1 second. Yeah, yeah, that's funny.
That's so ballsy. Like, I feel like not only are you doing something publicly in the middle of the street, in front of people, you have self-confidence that, like, people would die to have.
Oh, my God. It's definitely embarrassing.
I wanted to talk on the phone, and I knew the producer was out there, and I was like, but he hears me. Like, I was, like, embarrassed that he would hear. And meanwhile, you're like, they were all there. Like, and meanwhile, they know that you're Addison Rae.
I was like,
Rae.
So I took a second. And I finished the TikTok.
Yeah, and you finished it. She legit finished the TikTok.
Well, and they were, like, so sweet, too. I was like, well, okay, granted, it wasn't like I, like, saw them and was like, oh, let me do a TikTok. It was like I was literally, like, doing it. And then they came up and I was like, oh, my gosh, 1 second. And then it was, like, still going. So yeah. I was like, whatever, I'll
you're
finish
like,
it.
Let me finish it and I'll be right
and
with
I'll be
you.
BRB.
Okay, my chugaloogs, my basic bees, we all know what we love doing most, and that is online shopping. Like, who shops in store anymore? I must know. So you guys, listen, Honey is an extension that you add to your frickin' Chrome, whatever you use, and it just scours the internet for discount codes. You know, let's say you go on a website, right? And then you put a bunch of stuff in your shopping cart, and then it's like, oh, do you have a promo code? And you're like, no, B, where would I freaking get one? You don't need to find one yourself. Honey does that for you. So you download Honey, okay? And then it, like, you're on a website, you go to the cart, you check out, and legit, like, Honey is like, bam, like a little cute little robot. A little shopping robot scours the internet for every discount code that could be applied to the specific store you're shopping at. And if it finds one, which most likely it will, it'll just automatically apply it and save you money, you guys. So this isn't your regular run-of-the-mill ad. This is like the promo codes of all promo codes, because it's a promo code for everything you will ever shop for online. So go to joinhoney.com/notskinny. Okay. That's joinhoney.com/notskinny. Okay. And you're going to get all the promo codes. So get all the promo codes Honey can find at joinhoney.com/notskinny. That's joinhoney.com/notskinny. Dear women everywhere, let's start a fashion revolution. Old Navy is changing the shopping game with a bod equality. Bod equality means exactly what it sounds. It means size equality, price equality, and style for women everywhere. That's right. Old Navy is making every one of its styles in every size and with no difference in price, because we deserve it. Old Navy's body quality started with you, the customer. Old Navy read thousands of product reviews, conducted thousands of interviews, even went on shopping trips with real customers to hear what you had to say, and they really, really listened. If you're tired of ordering multiple sizes online to try on at home because a store didn't carry your size, Old Navy heard you. Now, every single size from 00 to 28 and extra small to 4X is carried in every single store and ready to hit the fitting rooms with you. Have you ever seen something you loved and thought it was straight up rude that it wasn't made in your size? Old Navy heard you. Every one of their women's styles is now made in the full size range. I'm obsessed with this campaign. Body quality means that now in every store, you're going to see mannequins in multiple sizes, and online, you can see the styles you love on models in sizes 4, 12, and 18. That's body quality, you guys. A revolutionized shopping experience for women everywhere. See oldnavy.com/bodyquality for additional details. Styles subject to availability.
Okay, you know I have to ask you this because I also love Kourtney Kardashian. did you meet? Because then we saw you girls being friends. This was quarantine times, I feel like. Everyone is freaking out. People were like, oh my God, are they in a relationship? Like, there were like, we're like, how'd you become friends? Then we kind of found out that it was through
Mason,
because he loved you on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to surprise him.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what happened. Do you know David Dobrik?
Yeah.
He's like a YouTuber and he like does a lot of like surprising this person with this and gifts and things. So David had been friends with Courtney. Like they knew each other. And I think they had done maybe film together before. And then David was like, oh, like Mason loves Addison. So why don't we like film me bringing Addison to meet Mason, since he knew me and he knew them. So then I was like, of course, like, why would I not go do this? Like, why would I would, you know, of course, like, let me just do this. And so I went and I like hid in the back of her trunk and like waited for Mason.
You were in the trunk.
It was so funny. Yeah, I was literally in the trunk. And I think I have a selfie video of me in the back of the trunk. And I was like, I'm literally in the trunk right now, like about to surprise Mason. Like, what's going on? And then I did. And then
what was his? Because like a little boy's reaction. Do they show excitement?
Oh, it was so cute.
Oh, it was
so
cute?
Excited. Yeah, it was adorable.
Oh,
he's,
my God.
And he's so sweet. Like, Courtney's done such a good job of raising her kids. They're all so cute and
sweet. I know.
And, like,
really
so mature. I love it. But yeah, then me and Courtney started working out together because she's like so in shape and looks incredible. I was like, yeah, like I need to get in shape, of course. And her trainer was so hard. We ran
Which
so much.
Which one is it, the Joe guy?
Yeah, Joe and Dawn.
Oh, Dawn.
Like, done a lot of, she's like, oh, you know. But yeah, Dawn like had us running so much. Joe like has a lot of ab work. So we like worked out together. It was really fun. She's so, so sweet. And like just working out. I mean, working out is like such a fun thing. But like doing it with someone that's like, I'm like, I want to look like that. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, you're like,
even
goals.
More, I'll run. I will not stop running.
No, that is amazing. So you started hanging out with Courtney. Was it weird for you going from like, okay, I know she's Kourtney Kardashian. How do I go from knowing that's her and like playing it cool?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, it's so funny.
And this whole
too,
industry like, basically for you too. Like you're in LA, you pop up so quickly, become a mega star. But like you said, there's so many people like you looked up to
totally
before.
It's always funny because like it's almost like the unspoken thing of like, you know who they are, and like you like them, known them forever. Like, oh my gosh, I've watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians since I was like probably six,
and then you
like,
got
my
on,
mom watched it, and then I was on it, which is so bizarre.
No, that's but, like, literally your biggest account.
It's so good,
and it was so cute though, it's Addison, so because I mean, the storyline kind of went that like the sisters were like, "Who is Addison?" Mm-hmm. vibes. And then you, like, win them over kind of by the end, right? It's like, first you're like, who are you? What are you doing? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then you just, you kept on smiling the whole episode and being, like, sweet. And then I think there was, like, you taught Kim Kardashian how to, like, TikTok.
Yeah, that was so funny. She's so funny. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, like, you get to know people past the surface level. And then, which the surface level is always, like, who they are. It's, like, very true to who everyone is. And everyone's, like, lived up to all my expectations. But, like, when you just really get to realize, like, they're, you know, a real person. Yeah, they're a real person with feelings and a heart and do things because they love them. It's, like, really inspiring. So it always reminds me, like, okay, like, you know, I feel like people sometimes feel the same way about me, though. When I, like, meet a fan, maybe they'll be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're this nice in real life. And I'm like, like, you know, I hope so. Like,
yeah.
I hope I'm similar to the way that you think I am, right? You know? But yeah, I mean, it's always like, it's always a good surprise. Every person I've met is like a good surprise.
That's
like,
so nice.
Yeah.
And also, it's like the positive, like, you're thinking positively.
Totally.
You know, I feel like that's also something. If you were to think before, like, let's see if they're like a bitch in real life.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when people say
like
that.
Like, you're just in a positive vibes. So, okay. So you meet Kourtney before the movie, not because of the movie.
Before.
Okay. And then, so how does she get on the film?
So I was talking to Jennifer, the producer, and I was like, oh, it'd be so, she was like, it'd be so fun to have people in it. And I was like, oh, it'd be so fun to have Kourtney in it. And then she was like, well, there's this role that like makes perfect sense.
It does make perfect sense.
A mentor. And I was like, oh, well, there we go. And so I was like, Kourtney, it'd be so fun if you were in the movie. And she was like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like,
she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
I know. That was really sweet of her. She like did not have to do that whatsoever, but she killed it.
No, it was a vibe. I mean, she was like on that like Venice. Like, it was such a vibe. And honestly, the movie is so good for everybody, not just Gen Zers, for legit people my age, 30, who look 20.
Like, because Rachel's in it and Matthew's in it.
True.
And it was like,
oh, those throwbacks were so good. Matthew Lillard, who plays the principal, such a vibe. He literally killed the dance. So oh my good. God, that dance though. Can we like, okay, let's poke fun for 1 second. The dance, the prom dance. How was that like the hardest thing for you to do in the movie? It looked.
It really wasn't that hard. It was so fun.
Really?
We wanted to do it. When we got the final take of it, we were like, let's do it 10 more times. And our director was like, no, let's move on. Like, here we go. Let's keep going. And we were like, no, it was so fun.
Oh, really?
We had a blast. Yeah. That was probably the most fun.
So it was the hardest thing to film.
The hardest thing to film. The croquembouche throwing part was pretty intense just because like multiple takes of that, like screaming and like crying hysterically was definitely hard. But
did you know what croquembouche was before?
Nope.
I was like, she sounds like she knows because I don't know. You know?
Nope. Didn't know. I was like, what the hell is that? And then I figured out what it was and I ate so much of it on set too. As we were like in between takes, I would like clip off a piece of the chocolate and be like, I'm eating that. It was really good too. I probably shouldn't have eaten that because it was like props, but it was good. I liked it. The hardest scene, yeah, probably like the that or like bush. An emotional one. Or like the monologue I thought was going to be super hard, which it was.
Which but one?
The monologue at the prom whenever I'm kind of like spilling my heart
out. Yeah.
But that was like honestly one of the scenes where I felt the most confident and it was just kind of like a moment to like slow down and breathe and relax and
so sweet. And it kind of reminded me of like Mean Girls vibes, like when Lindsay Lohan does the
here it is, the explanation of
so whatever. The kissing wasn't like, weird for you?
No, the kissing wasn't weird. We kissed before we even shot the kiss because
to practice.
Yeah, like literally he was like, all right, this might be weird, but like I like to like do the kiss first off camera and not in front of a million people because it's weird. And like, how awkward is it if you like hit faces on accident? It's just like weird. So he was like, okay, well, we can kiss like one time.
Wait, like just, in like, a trailer?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So we kissed like just to practice.
No and, tongue though.
No, it wasn't weird at all. It was just like, I mean, it was like, we want to make it look good.
Yeah.
That was the point, you know, for it to be right. And so it was like not awkward at all. We're like, all right. Well, let's do it, I guess. Okay. And we're like, kiss. And we're like, okay, cool. Let's go shoot it. And then we like walked out. And we're like, all right, here we are. Like, let's shoot the scene. It was so
funny. Well, you're a pro now. You gotta get used to those kissing scenes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for literally blessing me by coming on my podcast.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with you too.
As much as you. Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
So fun.
Hopefully I'll send you some more songs or something.
Or something. Bye. Thank you, Addison.
Bye.
Yay.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next Tuesday.